Hey, it's Tariq Ali. A little birdie told me that you wish there was more frequent uploads to help you in your healing journey and that you didn't have to wait months for the next podcast episode. Well, now you don't have to. Check the description to find out how you can leap into healing, the subscriber edition of this podcast where you will get weekly episodes. Yep, you heard me. Weekly episodes. These exclusive subscriber-only episodes will include tools and tangible practices and methods I've come up with to help you heal and grow, reviews of the main show episodes for messages you may have missed, and even more bonus episodes like affirmations, mindset shifts, and Ask Tariq. Check out the description so you can find out more and start leaping into healing today. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to That Conversation with Tariq Ali, a podcast where we have the hard conversations that help us grow. So something I want to make very clear about this podcast, right, is it's spirit-led, okay? And if you've listened to every episode of this podcast, you know that each one is needed for the others. It's not one of the podcasts where you can just jump in on an episode and just get the healing. This is one of those things where you're here on the journey with me. You know, when I started this, I was in a completely different place than I am now. I healed through these episodes. You can even hear my anxiety go away. You can hear, you hear my awareness. You hear my faith changing. You hear and you see the journey that I'm on of healing. Healing myself and healing others. And it's through this podcast that, yes, you experience my healing and you see that, but I am giving you everything you need to do that in your life. Not only to heal yourself, but to heal the people around you. Okay? So with these episodes, I want to make sure that you're taking your time with them. You're listening to them. You're contemplating. You're becoming introspective. You're leaving and coming back to it. And the reason I preface with this is because I had the next episode, episode 14 and 15, already planned out, already filmed. But something today, I'm going through something, and something today told me to get on this mic. I have so many words inside of me that I feel so uncomfortable. They're bubbling inside of me, and there's something that spirit is telling me that I needed to get on the mic and come and tell all of you. The interesting thing is I sat down, and because this was unplanned and unprepared and I have, you know, nothing, all I have is my connection to spirit and self. But I looked at the receiver and I only have one bar. So whatever is caught on this one bar is whatever is needed to be communicated. Okay, so let's go. The message I'm getting is something big about voices. It's voices. When I talk about God and when I talk about spirituality, if you listen to the other episodes, you may understand it, but I'm going to speak about it. I'm always going to speak new. Because you never know when someone's coming in or dropping in or doesn't know. And I always just want to be here to enlighten. Stop looking at the receiver, Tariq. It's fine. You got one bar. Whatever comes out is what's needed. Okay. So I'm a healer. My goal is to heal. And I do believe in God. And so I could, and I do, in my life, I practice with God, a God in mind. But as a healer, and that being my anointing and purpose, I want to make sure that my healing is available and accessible and can help everyone, not just people that believe in God. So when I say God, and sometimes I'll say higher power or I'll say spirit, that is my source of faith. Okay. And so I want to bring you in into how I look at my spirituality and how it is so personal. So I was raised Christian. Okay. And the more I got older, the more I educated myself, the more I explored, I started looking at other religions and all of that. And so I just realized how all of them had different things that they focused on or helped you or had different ways to get you closer to the creator or the higher power. And I don't believe that, you know, one is right and one is wrong. Something I'm really big on in my life, in my practice, and on this podcast is there being no judgment. Yes, there are times to judge. Yes, there are times to say when something is right or wrong, good or bad. But when it comes to religions, right, I don't believe that one is right and the rest are wrong. You know, in some religions, it's like if you don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior Christ, then you won't get into the pearly gates. And I'm like, what about the millions and billions of other people that don't believe that and they're great people or they're, you know, practicing their faith? I believe that we all have a higher power. I believe that power is the same power. I don't think it matters what you call it. I don't think it matters what language you speak to it in. I don't think it matters. Any of that matters. I think that the force and the source is the same. And so with that in mind, I do believe that God created everything and created us. And so when he created us, when you think about him, like he is inside of us, you know, that, you know, when people say, you know, you're somewhere and they're like, I got a feeling something's going to go wrong, or you have like a gut feeling of like, you know, something not being safe. And then you're like, oh, I think I should leave, because you're following your gut feeling. And next thing you find out, there was someone who came and caused all this ruckus, or, you know, just like something bad happened. That is God. You know, we call it a gut feeling. We call it an intuition. Some people say, you know, it was my guardian angel. You know, I think that that all is God. I think that God is within us. And I think that God created us and he created our ancestors. And so I also believe in like ancestral worship, in a way of like when we pass on, we go to God and we become assigned to him, to whoever he assigns us to. And so that may be your great grandma who you always see or hear, like she loved birds and you always see a bird, like you have different omens and different ways to communicate. I believe that our ancestors, those guardian angels, they are a part of God. Just like that feeling we get inside of us, that inclination inside of us is God, is our higher power, is our ancestors, is the spirit within us that is trying to help us and direct us. And this is where I go into voices, because there are so many voices that we have in our head. And there is a voice of spirit. There is a voice of anxiety. There is a voice of depression. There is a voice of your inner child. And there is your voice. There is voices from the outside world. There are so many different voices. And I think in this life, it's about getting to know all of those voices so that you can decipher which voice is which. Something people always ask me, I'm always like, I don't do anything God doesn't tell me to do. I listen, you know, and when I can't hear spirit, or if I can't even hear myself, or that inclination, that fire that pulls me to go to the next thing, if I don't hear it, that means I need to connect to self. And usually when you connect to self, you connect to God, because God is us. We are God. God is within us, our ancestors, all of that. And so when you are not connected to yourself, it's very hard to get that passion. It's very hard to get that vision. It's very hard to get that, you know, that dream. You have to know yourself. That's why it's so important to heal. But I always say I don't do anything that God doesn't tell me to do, right? Because I hear his voice all my life. I've been through so much. I've been through so much homelessness, abandonment, I mean, sexual assault. I mean, I've been through so much. And I talk about this in the book I'm writing right now, but there was a time in my life where I wanted to be done with life. And I think you can read the subtext of that. I was ready to go. I was so miserable. I was suffering and I wasn't happy. And it just didn't make any sense to stay here. But there was a voice that told me, no, you have to keep going. There was a voice that told me, You're beautiful. You're wonderfully made. You know, I always, when I talk about my queerness, you know, everyone is always like, oh, God hated me. When I first realized I was queer, I mean, I've been queer my entire life, but, you know, when I got to the age of understanding that, I asked and begged God to take it away from me, to change me. And he looked at me like, why would I change you? I love you. I never felt shamed by God. God never told me it was wrong. I thought it was wrong. And you know why? Because the voices of the world, outside voices, told me it was wrong. But God's voice was telling me it was me. And then there was other voices of anxiety, the voices that told me to, like, oh, hide your femininity so nobody, you know. So many different voices. And when you don't know the difference between all of them, because they're in your head, you think they're you. You think that all of these voices are you. You think that all of these voices should dictate your next step. So when you don't take the time to decipher the different kinds of voices in your head, you start listening to the anxiety more than you're listening to spirit. You listen to the depression more than you listen to yourself. When an inner child is triggered, you don't even know that that is an old part of you, because you're just thinking that all of these voices are you. Think of intrusive thoughts when you're driving on the road and you have the sudden thought to drive off the interstate. Do you listen to that voice? No, because you know why? It's so far away from you and so far-fetched that, you know, that was just an intrusive thought. Like, that's crazy. What if that really happened? You need to start looking at some of the voices in your head like that. The anxiety that tells you you're not good enough, or you need to shrink, or you need to do this. You need to see that as so far-fetched, because there's going to be another voice in your head that's telling you, be big, speak up, do what I need you to do. You are this. You are great. You are powerful. You are safe. You will be good. You are healing. You are beautiful. You are smart. You are capable. You are loved. That voice is in there too. The thing is, when we don't listen to voices, they get quieter. Think of any person that's talking to you or trying to give you advice. Would they keep doing it after you just keep ignoring them and ignoring them and ignoring them? If you constantly are listening to that voice of anxiety, that voice is not going to do anything but get louder. You're going to know what it sounds like. You're going to know the pitch of it. You're going to know the cadence. You're so used to listening and subscribing to the voice of anxiety that you can't hear the voice of an inner child. You can't hear the voice of spirit. You can't hear the voice of God. You can't hear the voice of self. You can't hear that voice as telling you what's next, to tell you what you need to be doing. And so when we talk about these voices, I'm not telling you to shut off one of the voices. See, that's where people go wrong. A lot of people mess up because they think that the voices they don't want to hear, you have to turn them off. But the thing is, we're human. We will have anxiety. We may go through depression. We will have all these different voices. That's why you have to get to know it. You can try to silence it all you want. Yeah, you'll silence it for 2 days. It'll be back in 3 days. And when it comes back, you won't know how to deal with it. So you need to get to know it and work with it. Love it. So that when that anxiety comes up, you can be like, babe, it's okay. We got this. Instead of like, oh, no, don't think like that. Don't think. They're a part of you. Everything about you is beautiful, not just the parts that you like. You got to learn to love the parts of you that don't help you in the ways that you want to be helped. I promise, when you build a better relationship and you get to know these voices, you won't feel pulled in so many directions. You'll know which voice is at the forefront and should be leading you. The more you listen to anxiety and the more you listen to that voice, it just gets louder. You're so familiar with it. You talk with it every day that it's your best friend. That voice that told you all of those beautiful things I just told you, it's still there. You may not feel it or hear it every day, but that's because you haven't taken the time to hear it, speak to it, seek it. And the more you listen to it, the louder it will become. The reason I'm so clear about what I want and where I want to go is because I've been listening to the voice that tells me what I deserve and where I need to go. If you want to make that voice louder, if you want to make the voice of spirit, God, whatever you want to call your faith, yourself, your inner child, you have to go to it. You have to get to know it. You have to talk to it. You have to listen to it. So when you get that inclination to do something, when you get that voice in your head that's telling you the thing that you want, and you may not feel it, you may not resonate with it, it may be scary, it may be uncomfortable, but if you want it, if that's the voice you want to follow and believe, you have to keep listening to it. Not just hearing it, listening to it. Don't go in there and shrink, go in there and be yourself. That doesn't mean the voice of anxiety won't be there when you go in that room. It's just about which voice are you going to listen to. When you go in there, you're going to have all those voices. You're going to listen to that voice that tells you that you're wonderfully made and that you're meant to be here. Or you're going to listen to the voice that tells you to shrink. This is something heavy on my spirit that God has been communicating to me. Because something this week came up and everything was going great. And something came up. And so a rush of doubt came in. The interesting thing is, before that rush of doubt would take over my emotions, and when it takes over my emotions, it would get in my existence and it would get me in this place of like trying to remedy the doubt, doing things to overcompensate. But now, because I've built a better relationship with doubt and with anxiety and what that sounds like, when it came in, I said, oh, hey, oh, no, that's not true. We're able to have a conversation and I can tell the doubt what God told me. Not only what God told me, but what I believe in today as well. Because me and God are in partnership. Me and spirit are in partnership. Me and where I need to be and where I need to be in the world and what I need to be doing, we are in partnership. We are the leaders. And so when I talked to that doubt, I said, baby, don't worry. We're going to be okay. And by loving it, I ask it what it needs. But also by knowing it, I know what it needs. You're doubting yourself. So you're going to be a little bit more anxious. Let's not put too much work on ourselves right now. That'll make it worse. Let's not put ourselves around people that don't make us feel safe, around people that make us second guess ourselves. We're not equipped for that right now. We have to take care of this. The doubt is here. The doubt is here in me. So I have to take care of that doubt. Be careful and intentional and aware of that doubt. So I know what I need to be doing for me in this moment and in this week and in this time and in this season. And it's not like, oh, I'm going to do this for a week or 2 weeks. You do it for as long as you need. Until that doubt isn't yelling anymore. The doubt won't be speaking because it'll be listening to you and your voice and the voices that get you where you want to go. And that's what I'm practicing right now. I had a voice today. How you make that voice louder? Also, yes. How do you make that voice louder? You listen to it. And it's not just the voice that's telling you to go get that loan, to go buy that house, to go marry that man. That voice is as faint as, try something new today. Try number 7. You always get number 4. Listen to your intuition more. Start very small and it'll grow. When it tells you to wear this shirt, even though it made you feel insecure when you put it on, tell yourself, you look great. Listen to that voice. And it doesn't mean you're going to wear this shirt and be confident. You're going to wear this shirt and feel insecure. But during that insecurity, you speak to the voice of the insecurity that's telling you you look horrible. Speak to that voice and say, no, baby, we look great. And that voice will become louder. And the same voice that told you you would look beautiful in it in the beginning, the same voice is telling you to do these things in the direction you want to go. The more you listen to it, the louder it'll become and the more clear your path will become. Your path will be so clear. That's why I'm so clear about what I need and what I want and what I am supposed to be doing in the world. And that's why I say I don't do anything that God doesn't tell me to do. Tell me to do, because it's a voice. And I listen to it. And the more I listen to him, the clearer he gets, the louder he is. And I know his voice. So when it's not his voice, That ain't God. That's not me. I know what is and what isn't. So I want you to start putting names to the voices in your head. Don't get too technical with it, okay? Don't get, you know, sometimes on this work, you got to be real graceful with yourself with this work, man. Don't be like, oh, this is that voice, this is that voice. This. Take a breath. Follow spirit. Find that voice in you that makes you feel full and just keep listening to it, okay? Give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. So identify those voices inside of you. Don't fight them. Get to know them. Question them. Oh, you don't look good. Why don't I look good? Oh, because your forehead is big. Where'd you get that? Well, that's what people told me all my life. Voices of the world. That's not a voice from God. That's not a voice from you that loves you. The voice that loves you says, your forehead is great. You're gorgeous. Amplify that voice and speak to the voice that speaks against what you want to believe. Hallelujah. Okay. Amen. Okay. Yes. My name is Tariq Ali. I am so grateful to have been used in this moment. I hope that this helps somebody. And I'm so excited to be back soon with the next podcast episode. I love you. I thank you. And I hope that you put the time in to get to know those voices so you can get to know yourself. Because we all have different voices inside of us. And they all sound different. Only you can do that. Do it, baby. Do it. Hey, it's Tariq Ali. A little birdie told me that you wish there was more frequent uploads to help you in your healing journey and that you didn't have to wait months for the next podcast episode. Well, now you don't have to. Check the description to find out how you can leap into healing, the subscriber edition of this podcast where you will get weekly episodes. Yep, you heard me. Weekly episodes. These exclusive subscriber-only episodes will include tools and tangible practices and methods I've come up with to help you heal and grow, reviews of the main show episodes for messages you may have missed, and even more bonus episodes like affirmations, mindset shifts, and Ask Tariq. Check out the description so you can find out more and start leaping into healing today.